the introduction. Thank you for all of you coming. And I guess even thank you for people watching at home on their computers. This is just a short introduction to the Spring Group. And my name is David Spring. I'm lucky enough to have a group of about 30 to 40 very talented scientists, a very friendly group. You can see all the smiles. And what we're doing is primarily organic synthetic chemistry. And here are some topics that we're looking at. I'll mention in this short introduction about diversity-oriented synthesis, this first one, and a little bit about antibacterial discovery. I won't mention that a big part of the group is also looking at things like protein-protein interaction inhibition, and also next-generation therapeutics, such as antibody-drug conjugates, which you may know a little bit about. So there's a wide range of projects. So it's primarily organic synthesis, but applied to life sciences, biology and medicine. You may be aware of some newspaper headlines or things that you've heard about superbugs or other abbreviations which seem bad, like MRSA. Now that stands for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. These are sort of bacteria which can be indeed quite fatal or indeed in pork Asda and Sainsbury's. This isn't just a problem in UK hospitals or in Asda and Sainsbury's. This is actually a global problem. And you can see 15 years ago, the first strains of Staph aureus were actually isolated, which also showed vancomycin resistance. So these bacterial strains are now resistant to all seven major classes of clinical antibiotics. And those seven major classes are shown here. You're probably familiar with most of them. They're all shown at least an example of each. So penicillin, you've heard of, vancomycin I've just mentioned, and their mode of action is shown in above in red. So they both inhibit cell wall biosynthesis, maintenance of the cell wall. Ciprofloxacin inhibits DNA gyrate. So these are the seven major classes of clinical antibiotics, and there are bugs which are resistant to them. So how do we tackle this problem of antibiotic resistance? Well, we could come up with new antibacterials with new modes of action. And to just illustrate that it's not that simple, if we look at what happened in GlaxoSmithKline, a big pharmaceutical company, over 7 years, they looked for new antibacterials by screening 67 essential bacterial targets, so 67 high-throughput screens. In each of those screens, at least 500,000 small molecules were screened. Out of that, zero tractable leads. There's a lot of money spent there. So in an analysis of why this failed, one of the key observations was that there was a lack of structural diversity in that 500,000 small molecule compounds that they screened. There was an overemphasis of rule of five compliance. There was substantial overlap between different companies' libraries. This is not just a GlaxoSmithKline problem. This is a problem over all pharma companies. There needed to be more natural product characteristics in the molecules. And therefore, to do that, new synthetic methods will be required. So we've tried to address our approaches in diversity-oriented synthesis to be able to address this. And it's not just combinatorial library synthesis, which you may be more familiar with. This is an approach where we're really trying to access compounds with very, very different target, different scaffolds. We want these to be as different as possible, starting from something small and simple. And this involves sort of creative chemistry. And I'll just give you two reactions that, you know, were very nice and powerful complexity-generating reactions, which PhD students in the group did. So this was by Gemma Thomas and Richard Spandl in the group, who took this fairly simple compound and did a Grubbs ring-closing, ring-opening, ring-closing E9 metaphysis followed by a Diels-Alder cycloaddition to form that pentacyclic compound. So it looks natural product-like, but it's actually an unknown scaffold. It's natural product-like, but unknown. In fact, to the best of our knowledge, this is a universe first. No one's ever made that before, ever, as far as we know. But certainly we haven't discovered it. And the only way we'll know whether this will have interesting properties is by making it and testing it. So this is sort of the approach we take. Another nice example is using the styrile diazo esters, making rhodium carbonoids. They will undergo a cyclopropanation on one of these double bonds. It was then set up to do a COPE rearrangement to give you these bicyclo-3-2-1 octadienes, which was functionalized that you could undergo now a palladium insertion internal Heck reaction followed by a tandem Suzuki cross-coupling. So then you can sort of set up scaffolds like this. Simple and quick and effective. So sort of doing quick and sort of powerful complexity-generating chemistry. So we need good synthetic chemists. So this is just the work of two PhD students. They synthesized over 500 compounds, so Gemma and Emma, and they made at least a milligram of each. So they made lots of compounds to test. They didn't just make them, they did test them. So this is actually a picture of, just to illustrate that, that's Gemma and Emma testing their compounds for antibacterial activity in the lab. So this is something that's important if you're interested in our group, to be able to be open to actually testing your own compounds and finding out about their biological activity. And after a lot of work and optimization, this is the best compound that Emma found from her library. And this is the best compound that Gemma found from her library. Now, you may just be able to work out how we've named those compounds, and maybe you'd like a compound named after yourself. But perhaps more seriously, these have good activity against methicillin-susceptible Staph aureus, and importantly, against these two epidemic strains. The E stands for epidemic MRSA. So these two strains are responsible for pretty much every death in the UK from MRSA infection. And there's still useful levels of activity, whereas these two clinical antibiotics are actually now effectively useless. So just in summary, our research group does a range of science, but primarily organic synthesis, but applied to the life sciences, biology and medicine. Thank you for your attention.